Should your church or ministry incorporate? Find out next.
It's an important question for your ministry. Here's attorney David Gibbs Jr. of the Christian Law Association.
Pastor Johnson contacted our office. A few members in the church were discussing whether or not the church should incorporate. However, Pastor had been told that incorporating the church would subject it to government control. So he called our attorneys at the Christian Law Association to find out the truth. Usually, it is a very good idea for churches to incorporate. Whether a church incorporates or not has no bearing on the scrutiny it receives from the government. However, it does often provide a valuable layer of liability protection, which limits the personal liability of its members, directors, and officers. In making the decision to incorporate or not incorporate, be sure you know both sides of this issue. Permit us to send you information from the Christian Law Association.
If you'd like to continue today's conversation online, head to our website, christianlaw.org. You'll find all kinds of great tools, including legal brochures, case updates, our e-alert newsletter, and a complete publication catalog, all waiting for you now at christianlaw.org.
And we're now about 8.5 minutes past 12 noon on a beautiful Wednesday, a light breeze out there, and we're 58 degrees right now. National Weather Service says we should top out somewhere in the low 70s by later today. Well, Swap Shop headed your way here in a little bit with myself and Brother Eddie Connard, and we'd love to have you hang around if you've got the time. And also we invite you, if you have an item, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or trade something, have a lost and found announcement, a garage or yard sale that you'd like to invite folks to, or if you're a business and you're looking to hire individuals, that all fits in Swap Shop. You can find us online at wgcr.net. You can email wgcr@icloud.com, or you can simply pick up the phone and give us a call, 828-884-9427. Well, today is the 20th day of October, and on this day, 51 years ago, God saved a young man by the name of Roger Walton. And my, how God would use that young man in the time that he had here on earth. And we honor the memory today of our dear friend, Brother Roger Walton, his home going a couple of months ago, and we still miss him every day. And we send our thoughts and prayers to his sweet wife, Melody, and to his sons and his grandchildren and all those who knew and loved Brother Roger. And someone sent us this song about the time that Brother Roger had gotten really sick. He battled cancer for a number of years, but someone texted in and said they heard this song and it reminded them of Brother Roger, and they gave us the title and we went and found it, and boy, it sure does. So today, as we head towards Swap Shop time, we honor the memory again of our friend Brother Roger Walton on this, his 51st spiritual birthday. And here's the Carolina Boys Quartet, song entitled Faith Works.
Never knew him as a farmer, but he was always sowing seed. Never seen a man work harder for something he believed. The Bible says we're saved by grace through faith alone. And I've seen what that means when it sinks into a soul. Faith plows the ground, sows the seed, tills the soil, pulls the weeds, and prays for rain to shower what's been planted. Faith spreads the word, John 3:16, to everyone who will believe. It never takes grace for granted. From what I've seen, it comes to faith, faith works. I don't judge books. the cover, but he was an easy read. No mystery to discover, he just lived what he believed. That man labored like he was on a mission field, and prayed for God to bless the harvest and the yield. Faith plows the ground, sows the seed, tills the soil, pulls the weeds, and prays for rain to shower what's been planted. Faith spreads the word, John 3:16, to everyone who will believe. It never takes grace for granted. From what I've seen on God's green earth, when it comes to
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
I know I shall see in His beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guards every footstep and gives me a song.
Crosby's the writer of this hymn of the faith. If you look at her 8,000-plus poems and songs, you will note her favorite words show up. Words like blood and grace, mercy, redeemed, proclaimed, and lamb. She would write poems that would be set to music, but there were times when she preferred to have a melody to listen to and think what the melody was saying. And this is one of those songs. William Kirkpatrick is the writer of the music. What did this tune say to Miss Fanny Crosby? She said it loudly. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am.
His child and forever. His child and forever.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And with that familiar theme, we do welcome you to a Wednesday. It is the 20th day of October 2021.
2021.
20, I know.
2021.
Yeah. Just keep going.
Just keep going.
20 and 20.
Well, yeah. 20.
Hope everybody's having a good day.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day out there. I tell you, we started off, I don't know, the Lord just moved through mightily through here this morning. I tell you, it was such a blessing. Folks calling in and making requests and having prayer requests and felt the Spirit of God. I appreciate folks trusting us enough to be able to have a word of prayer with you, and we just decided to do that right on the air spontaneously. I like it whenever you can do live radio, just kind of just do that, you know?
Yeah.
Folks that just have an urgent request, and one lady called in and said, I'll play that song. I can't remember. It's something about a lady standing up in the back of the church raising her hand when the preacher called for unspoken request, and of course, immediately I knew that song and played that for her, and... Yeah, it was just a touch of God in here today. Yeah. Boy, what a blessing. As is, you know, he's here every day. It's just sometimes he just kind of just gives us a little extra breath. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
It's just a good day to be saved. It's a good day to be in the Lord. It's a good day, period. Amen.
Amen.
So, what a blessing.
I agree. 100%.
Stepping on the clouds. Somebody said, play Stepping on the Clouds. That sounds like a good song. It just fits the theme of the day. Just step right on out of here. How about that?
Yeah. So, it's a good day.
Yeah.
It's a good day. And even when everybody might not agree, it's still a good day.
Oh, yeah. You know, hey, listen, I always found this to be true. And, you know, not everybody's going to agree with you. Not everybody. But, you know, I found this to be true, that when you're trying to do something right for the Lord, the devil's got his crowd.
Yeah.
And I found that to be true always. It don't matter how we try. You do the best you can, and the Lord just takes it and uses it to his glory. And there'll always be, you know, the devil's crowd that wants to come along and try to undermine and tear it down and have all kind of ugly and nasty things to say. But I say God's still on the throne, and he's gonna have his will accomplished no matter what any of us say. You know?
That's right.
And I want to be on his side.
Amen.
And I certainly want to be an encouragement. I think I made this a kind of a little motto along the journey. You know, Granny used to say, if you ain't got anything good to say, don't say it at all.
Yeah,
all right?
Mine too.
And then, yeah, we've all had grannies like that. If you ain't got anything good to say, don't say it at all. And number two is, you know, I'd rather say something to help somebody, because God forbid we say something to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
You know? And you know, that's just the way I feel about it. God help us all to be helpful. And be helpful to people,
amen.
and not be hateful. And amen. Praise the Lord.
But speak the truth. But
speak
it can
the truth.
Be spoken in love.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know, so there you go.
That's what our Lord did.
That's right.
That's exactly what he did.
And,
he did it everywhere he went. He spoke the truth, but spoke it with compassion.
That's right.
And what a blessing.
And that's I think what we all are striving to be and to do is.
Yeah.
To share the truth in love. And I want to say thank you to businesses and some churches and other folks that have come on board with us for our giveaways for November and December. And thank the Lord, every day is sponsored as far as our giveaways for turkeys in November and hams in December. We give those away every weekday, or we at least try to give one away. And if you're guessing a number between 1 and 5, and the computer picks it by random. But we'll be doing that here before we know it. But thank you to everybody who had a part. And if you're still interested, we love to have extras. You're welcome to call. But I just wanted to, I know I'd said on the air on Monday that we had a few remaining.
Yeah.
But say thank you and glory to God, and thank him for prompting folks and putting it on folks' hearts to partner with
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
Yeah,
thank
so
you.
Look forward to that. It's a busy time.
Yeah.
You'll start hearing that turkey gobble coming up here. Let me get the date. Well, I think it's the 1st of November.
Well, yeah, the 1st. So that's
It's a Monday.
A Monday, so about
a week from this coming Monday.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Another week and a half?
That's it. Yeah,
I got to refresh my memory here. I haven't. I got my I got to get my buttons all in a row to know how to put everybody on the air. It's been so long. It says that's one of the things I got to refresh. Everything's starting to come back to me. You know, I've been back a couple of months, and things are just starting to come back to me a little bit. But I haven't had to do that yet. So we'll refresh. I'll refresh it. And we're gonna just think about this. It's a little, maybe a little early. I think I get this right because see, on the first, it's gonna be a wide open rush on that Monday being the first. When we start shooting turkeys, because we normally take the number one caller on the first day.
We take the caller of the day.
Caller of the day. So number one and second November be caller number two, third, and so on and so on. And so that being said, Monday is going to be a Monday. it's going to be a wild Monday.
Listen close.
You're going to have to listen real close.
And we try to sneak it in sometimes on you during a song. But we always enjoy it. And kind of just to review the rules, you can call, again, please call, put us on speed dial. But we would ask that you not call and hang up on us. Just to kind of get us as the last number dialed, we have a lot of times in November where the phone will just ring and then we'll get it and nobody will be there. So we would ask that you not do that, but if you can program us into your speed dial, that'd be great. And if you get on the air with us, say on Monday, we ask that you not try, if you don't win, we ask that you don't try to get on the air again with us that day.
Right.
We just try to spread it out. And if someone in your house wins a turkey, we ask that you let that be the turkey for your household.
Sure.
That no one else that lives under that roof will try to win another turkey or even a ham. So we kind of bunch November and December together with our eligibility guidelines. Yeah. So if you win something, a turkey, we ask that you not try for another turkey or a ham.
Yeah, that's just making it. We spread it out for all of our listeners.
We want
to be able to spread it out for everybody who calls. Let's be generous, and have a generous heart and let everybody get a chance. And of course, we shoot them and we you'll hear those little gunshots for turkeys in November. And then of course we switch over to ringing bells
in Christmas
time for December for the hams. And so either way, when those things slip in there, be listening real close because you never know. Sometimes we may give one away that morning, and if we have extras, we may try to do it sometime again in the afternoon. You never can tell. So, pay close attention and listen to us all day long. We'll have fun doing it for sure.
And we have gift certificates, which, as I mentioned before, generous businesses and churches and individuals have sponsored those. So we will mail that to you, and we get your mailing address. When we first get on the phone with you, we'll get your mailing address and a phone number, and we use that for our grand prize drawing that we hold on our on-air Christmas party coming up in December. And we've got a nice prize that we'll be giving away there. So it's a lot of fun. We've got Christmas stockings, working on that this morning. So a lot going on for the next 2 months.
All right.
Well, basically through Share-a-thon.
Yeah, it's going to be wide. you said the word somebody. I think if Brother Daniel normally keeps us apprised of that day.
Bless his heart.
He
sends like a T-minus such and such in counting.
Yeah, it's a constant reminder about once a week. We all get reminded from Brother Daniel Nicholson about when it's going to get ready to.
I was waiting on my phone to go off for him to send one.
He'll probably come in just a minute for sure, because if he's listening, he'll sure let us know.
But Share-a-thon is coming up February the 27th through March the 6th.
Wow.
And so that's going to be, it'll be here before we know it.
That's just crazy.
Exciting times.
Yeah, boy.
Well, let's see what's going on today.
What's today?
Well, today is the 20th, and I did get a recall, and someone texted me that Butterball had recalled some turkey, and I'm like, oh, great, there's a shortage now. Well, it's ground turkey, so maybe it's not as Thanksgiving dramatic as,
call.
Yeah, no, scared everybody for a minute. It's the Butterball 2.5-pound trays that has the farm to Family Butterball All Natural Ground Turkey.
Okay.
And it has a sell or freeze by date of 10/18/21.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the 3-pound tray containing Kroger Ground Turkey with a sell or freeze by date of 10/17/21.
Okay.
What happened, they say they really haven't had any injuries, and that's a blessing, but there's some plastic, hard plastic, that they have found, specifically blue plastic.
Oh, goodness.
That's in some of, apparently something happened in the process, and of course, inadvertently, mm-hmm. was in that. So they're saying consumers with questions should contact the Butterball customer service hotline. That number is 1-800-288-8372. 1-800-288-8372.
Okay.
And I would also, you know, just dare to say that if you'll take it back to where you purchased it,
yeah,
they will make sure that they make things right. But again, it's the 2.5-pound trays of Farm to Family Butterball All Natural Ground Turkey with a freeze or sell date by 10/18/21, and then the 3-pound tray of Kroger Ground Turkey with a freeze or sell date of 10/17/21.
All right. Well, we avoided the big turkeys anyway. Yeah,
yes.
So yeah, that's a blessing.
Yeah, I was in the grocery store yesterday, and I was looking, you know, for the turkeys, and usually, you know, they've already got the center freezer out, you know, the little freezers. They've got those full. There were some. And I'm not saying there's going to be a shortage. I'm just saying, you know, you see what you see.
Yeah.
And a lot now, there's a whole lot of press about distribution chains and supply chains.
Mm-hmm.
And was it the governor of Florida said he would open up his ports there?
Yeah, he's ready.
To try to help.
Yeah.
To get some of the ships. How many ships are off the harbor in California? I mean, the number, I don't even know now.
Yeah, We heard record, the news said record numbers. So I don't know if we've ever kept records regarding, you know, how long ships have to be waiting in harbor.
Yeah.
They're not in the harbor no more. They're sitting out actually off the coast. And from what last I heard, it was close to, you know, like 1,000, you know, of these ships.
Yeah.
Various sizes, obviously. Now, when you think thousands of ships, and I'm looking at a ship, when I think of a cargo ship, and if you've ever been to anchor, those things are twice as long as the length of this building.
Mm-hmm.
Twice as long as the length of this building, and they carry thousands of containers,
mm-hmm.
shipping containers. There are thousands of them on board, and you know, they're stacked like, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 high, and you know, they are connected all together, and now we have all these containers and that are sitting in off the shore of California, the two main ports, San Diego and Long Beach, those two ports, and they've been sitting there. And, of course, there's blame being thrown everywhere. But I'm glad that the governor of Florida said, hey, we got ports.
Yeah.
We got deep ports that can accommodate these ships, and we've got staff on hand, and we've got truckers lining up. All we need to do is you bring them to us.
Get the ships
down. Do whatever you got to do. Get them around through either the Suez Canal and get them, you know, around South Africa, you know, South America, whatever you got to do, get them here, and we will make sure that those goods are shipped. And I appreciate folks being a part of the solution, you know, helping to be a part of the solution.
Yeah.
And, you know, politics aside, people need stuff. You go order a washing machine right now, you're 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
Dishwasher, same thing.
Yeah.
You know, anything, hot water heaters, same thing.
Yeah.
Anything that's made with those major components overseas.
And even parts to fix
and parts
things
to fix
you have.
Exactly. Oh. Car parts, you name it. Let's give credit where credit is due. Appreciate folks be willing to be a part of the solution. instead of the problem.
I'm kind of shocked, and maybe they have talked about it.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of shocked that in the mode that we're in, it is a crisis.
Yeah.
Because we're not talking even just luxury items. We're talking things that, in some cases, you know, are life threatening. That
sure.
People need things.
Yeah.
They need whether it's oxygen, you know, whether the machines, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering why they've not called up maybe the National Guard or someone to help. Because if they called up the National Guard to help get school kids home because of the bus driver shortage somewhere in the northern part of the country, which I'm glad they did that. Hey, you know, make it work. Do what you got to do.
Right.
I'm surprised that they've not done that to try to maybe help with this situation, the backlog.
Yeah.
And I know it's a domino effect.
Right.
I know, you know, there's a shortage of truckers, and then there's this.
One thing is, and again, I could get, you know, I'll leave that to Pastor Barton during prayer time and drive time. But one of the major contributing factors to the issue in California is that they just recently have passed new legislation in California requiring all trucks, we're talking big rigs, entering into California be 2014 or newer.
Really?
Meaning in order to meet emissions control standards, which are very, 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 very strict in the state of California. And so that being said, most trucks that are on the road today are not 5 and 6, 7 years new. There are a lot of them that are 10 years old or even 15 years, and they're still running great. I mean, they've got millions of miles on these trucks, and they still run fine. But they passed the law out there saying that these trucks have to meet certain emission standards, and they're not letting them do their commercial pickups in California and go to the ports and pick them up. There's a shortage of truckers, but there's also a shortage of common sense. I'll just put it out there. I mean, my word. If you got good trucks and they're running good, you know, and let's if you got a situation and it requires a simple solution, then let's relax the regulation and let's get the stuff that's needed to where it needs to be. And I've always said this, and I'll quit, but I'm telling you, God has got enough air and enough trees and enough water and enough everything for his people until he takes us out of here. I promise you that he'll always provide.
Yeah.
And so that being said, let's common sense prevail and let's get things rolling. And if not, go to Florida and let's get it up through Florida.
Yeah, because, you know, again, I appreciate the fact that they're opening up because, you know, not just any port could take those huge cargo ships just of the sheer size.
That's right.
But if there's somewhere that can, let's do it. Yeah. Let's administer the CS factor on those.
Yeah, you better get back. You better get to thinking, and I'm just not being a prophet of doom here, but you need to be thinking about how you can really get back to the true meaning of Christmas this year.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, a lot of the things that may be on some people's lists that you might, particularly some of these, you know, toys and things that are really being advertised, but may not necessarily be able to get them. You better be getting back to the true meaning of Christmas, and maybe just those old-fashioned handmade things, or little bags of goodies and things like that you can make much more sensible and precious.
Amen.
Gifts, lasting, long-lasting memories, that we might start thinking about that. Because it really, I mean, and I know they were making a big deal about it, not people not being able to get Christmas presents. I understand all that, but there's a greater meaning.
Amen.
So that being said, you know, I'll stop my soapbox for a minute.
No, I like it. Well, run well.
For sure.
Let's see. RR says, Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou hast rejected knowledge.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got one amen already.
Yeah, there you go. And someone backing up to our turkeys and hams, our conversation, somebody at 2397 said, well, December could be shoot the deer and we could give away deer meat donated by hunters.
Hey, sign me up for that.
Put me on the list.
Giveaway. Yeah. You say a giveaway? Yeah, let's go ahead and give me some.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's right, buddy.
Somebody text in here, and we want to get this on. Would you please pray for some folks in Edgar, Montana?
Okay.
COVID has hit them very hard. Mm. And it's both an emotional, mental, and a physical hit, of course.
Yeah.
And they are asking for God's intervention and His comfort for this precious couple, the LaRues in Edgar, Montana.
Okay.
So we definitely will be praying for them trust that folks will. Also pray for another lady going this morning, I believe, for a COVID test, was having some symptoms. And then would you pray for a gentleman that in about an hour will be undergoing surgery due to an infection that has got down to the bone.
Mm.
It has not reached the bone marrow. Now, I don't understand. I'm speaking just out of what I've been told. Mm-hmm. Don't understand all how that works, but it's very serious. Just pray that they can get everything that they need to get and that they desire to get, and that this infection would get cleared up.
Okay.
So lot to pray about.
Absolutely.
Lot to pray about. Also wanted to take a minute and welcome a new chief of police for the city of Brevard.
Okay.
Chief Harris is, semi-retiring, going to kind of go in an advisory type role, and then will eventually take his full retirement. We welcome Tom Jordan, who will be taking over the reins of the Brevard Police Department. So we welcome you, sir.
Very good.
He and his wife moving, I believe, into our area. Spent 25 years with the Tempe Police Department in Tempe, Arizona.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
So God bless you. And,
from a dry climate to...
Let me make sure. I've got...
Okay.
I'm trying to look here. Chief Harris was from Tempe.
Oh, he was from Tempe.
Yes, so let me make sure I get this correct. So I apologize for that. But we welcome, again, new police chief Tom Jordan.
All right.
Taking over the...
Welcome, sir.
Yes, God bless you.
Right.
Praying for you and
big
all
job,
of your staff
big
as
job,
well.
And hope the Lord blesses you in all your efforts there.
Definitely. We're blessed with such great law enforcement officers, the administration.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't say enough good things about them, and we appreciate them, and we pray for them every day.
Absolutely.
That God would keep them safe and allow them to do their job to the best of their ability, and also help their families.
I appreciate
tough
that. The Lord has blessed our church. I have two active sheriff's deputies for Henderson County, and one's a lieutenant, and the other one is on SWAT. He was on SWAT. Now he's a detective and working in that division. And so that being said, I've been blessed, blessed to have these guys, not only with their expertise and their insight for our church, but one serving as a deacon and another young couple just recently married last year, had their brand new baby. They're in church. They drive on the edge of Henderson County all the way, toward Rutherfordton, drive all the way over to Saluda down there where our church is near Zirconia to come to church. And that's such a blessing. I appreciate that.
Appreciate all
they're,
of them.
They're and all of you.
Yeah.
All of you are just tremendous.
All the men and women in blue. God bless you all.
Yeah.
Well, another topic here. United Community Bank is having a free shred day. This is for individuals. It's not open to businesses, but it's going to be Wednesday, October 27th. So that's a week from today.
Okay.
And you can bring up to 5 banker's boxes of documents.
Okay.
And they will shred it free of charge. There is a note that x-rays, microfilm, and CDs are not acceptable for shredding. But again, just bring them to 160 West Main Street there at the United Community Bank's downtown Brevard office. And again, they'll shred up to 5 banker boxes of documents absolutely free for individuals. And that's a week from today from 9 to 11 a.m.
Very good.
And I think we've got that
that's a blessing.
Carolina County. calendar as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we talked about, you know, somebody earlier was saying they were needing to go get tested for COVID because they had a sore throat and things. And the kicker with that is they had a bit of a fever. Mm-hmm. And I was doing some research, and you always want to, every time I'm anywhere that talks about, you know, this is the cold and this is the flu, you know, right. And they've got symptoms side by side. Well, COVID kind of further complicated all that.
Well, ain't that the truth?
Because you sneeze and you have a little bit of a tickle in your throat and you're thinking, okay, here we go. But I don't know that there's any foolproof explanation of definitive, this is a cold, this is allergies, this is the flu, this is COVID,
no.
other than being tested.
Right.
And you can get a false test result.
Right.
So, you know,
sure.
Usually for COVID more of than the flu. I haven't heard of a lot of flu cases being a false positive. But, no. You know, more on the line of COVID. Oh. But they were talking about fall allergies. And how that fall actually has as many allergens as spring. And Brother Eddie's raising his hand.
Oh, boy.
And so they said one thing is just simply continue to take your medicine. Try to see what your triggers are. They say that most of the time, also watch what time of day it is, because going out at a certain time, they say pollen counts are highest from early in the morning till about 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can postpone your activity till later in the day, that might help you. And they encourage, if you're going to be outside and it's really bothering you, wear a mask. Make sure when you get home, if it's bad, throw the clothes in the washer and get a shower. Brush or wipe down your pets after going for a walk. Make sure to leave your shoes outside. And then close your windows up if you need to.
Yeah.
And none of that's, you know, anything like closing the windows. You like to let the fresh air in, but if that air is bothering you, and hopefully it does get better. Does your allergies get better?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They, I mean, it's usually typical spring and fall stuff for me. It's like, if you probably notice, when I first get on the air, my voice is a lot deeper. It stays kind of deep most of the morning. Yeah. It's just because of this, you know, the night, the sleeping at night. And, you know, it tends to be, I don't know why it changes my voice, but later on during the day, as the day progresses, things get better. And I'm, you know, so it kind of, it's not as deep, and I'm not having to, you know, clear my throat all the time. It's just allergies. But yeah, you're right. It is seasonal for me. And it is time of day for me, and most, you know, by this evening, and, you know, I get in a big way of singing or preaching at church tonight, and the next thing you know, I'll sound totally different. I'll be singing tenor instead of singing bass. So that's it is, and it's a real deal.
Yeah.
You know, and I know everybody's kind of looks over your shoulder when you hear somebody sniffling or sneezing or coughing, going, oh, no. Hey, just be aware, you know, it is that time of the year for some people. And some people have chronic coughs.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I take lisinopril for my blood pressure. I don't mind telling you that. I'm on blood pressure medicine because I'm a 55-year-old pastor of a church. So I take blood pressure medicine. And the first thing the doctor asked me when I walked in, you know, and he said, your blood pressure's a little high. This was several years ago. He said, your blood pressure's a little high. He said, what do you do for a living? I said, I pastor a church. And he goes, oh, okay, well, that explains it. That was his words, not mine. But anyway, so yeah. And one of the side effects from lisinopril is a cough.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm thinking, all right, so when I take it of a morning, and it's not a lot, it's just a little old bitty dose, it ain't no big deal. But yeah, about the first 2 hours after I take it, I feel this little old ticklish cough, and it's a side effect from a medication that I take. So, I know COVID's out there, and we're all skittish about every little cough and sneeze and sniffle and so on and so on. But the rest of the world's still going on.
Yeah.
And so we just kind of take it with a, you know, do the best we can, take it with a grain of salt and move on.
And I think the one thing that I have been able to kind of nail down, was that vague enough? Kind of nailed. I've kind of put more of a
how do you
very,
kind of nail
I've put
something?
A very weak staple in it. No nails, just a little, or maybe some
a thumbtack.
Tape.
Maybe a thumb. Yeah,
yeah.
Thumbtack.
Some removable tape. Anyway, is the fever. Usually with a cold or allergies, you won't have a fever.
That's right.
A fever is usually a telltale sign of I need to go see the doctor. I need to do something because there's more in my body that it's fighting than what I can handle maybe with some over-the-counter something.
Yep.
And it's always better. If in doubt, err on the side of caution. Please do that.
Yeah, see, that's God. That was God's way. You know, God created us and he put this mechanism in our body that when we start fighting something, whether it, you know, an infection, whatever, usually you'll see the result manifest itself as a fever. And that is usually a telltale sign, like you said, of something more serious going on. And of course, the more aggressive that fever is, obviously, the more attention you need to pay to it. You know, I know they say, you know, because I've raised kids and you have too, and grandkids, when they get to that low-grade fever, you're thinking, let's medicate this. And a lot of those things you can take care of at home. No big deal. But when they start getting up in that 103, 102.5, 103, 104 range, your body's telling you something, and it needs to be addressed as quickly as possible.
And one thing that we have started doing is we're more aware of our own temperature. You know, I used to never check my temperature unless I felt sick, but I kind of keep a watch on things now. After going through COVID, and this time last year I was home, but that was about it. You know, 100. I had 103, 104 fever for 10 days.
Oh boy!
And keeping Tylenol and ibuprofen in me regular clockwork. I had it in my phone. It would wake me up every 3 hours alternating. It never fell below 102.
Yeah.
And so
that's how aggressive it was.
With all of that, yes. And so, you know, you have to know what's going on. But just please be careful. Monitor your kids. And I realize it's difficult when you're trying to work and the kids get sick and there's got school. But please, whatever you do, if you or one of your family members are sick, please stay home and just take care of yourself, number one.
Right.
But it's all done in an effort to try to stop the spread.
Exactly.
And a lot of schools, you know, they're more proactive now in watching temperatures. And if a temperature is above their threshold, and every school may have a different threshold, but if it's above their threshold, you know, parents, grandparents, guardian, getting a call there. So. Yeah. Just praying as we are heading into flu season, and I saw some signs up about that yesterday, and I appreciate you and taking care of Swap Shop yesterday. And,
Brother Brian and I, we got Bible conference the second half of Swap Shop yesterday. Brother Brian with his gopher wood, it was good. Oh, it was tremendous, and we had so many comments about it. When you know you preach a message on Sunday and he come in and your church members are texting you, going, "Preacher, we're still studying that out, and you're still trying to," and that's what he was experiencing. He said, "We're still digging this out, and we're being blessed by it, and it's Tuesday, and we're trying to figure out what the Lord did on Sunday." You know that was something God did there in the pulpit. So
Amen.
So Brother Brian, we couldn't resist but share that on the air yesterday, and it was good.
Good. I sure appreciate Brother Brian staying over a little while and taking care of that. Well, we'll get into Swap Shop items. And do we have any traffic?
I was just not really, other than if you're traveling that's over on 25 as you're going out through Arden, there's a slowdown there right near the Whole Foods area. I think that's where that's going on, some slowdowns right as you go through that section. There in Skyland, Arden area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's some traffic tie up there. I do not know why that's backed up, but the interstate's looking good. That wreck over in the gorge is looked like it's resolved. And then let me just remind folks, and I know a lot of folks locally may be listening, there are some significant delays in front of Brevard Academy because of the widening of the road there and paving to the entrance to the Brevard Academy. So expect some major delays around that. You might want to adjust your route accordingly to get around that, because you know, they They're only opening it up as they progress. And so that being said, it is slow going.
And if you think you're going to try to get to Glade Creek and do the workaround, I mean, that's right where they are.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do a workaround,
yeah.
You're going to have to come the old highway.
Okay.
That's going to be your workaround, and you're going to need to grab that here at Enon Road. If you're on 64, you'll need to grab the old highway at Enon Road and run the old highway into Pisgah Forest. Just take it to Acosta Road and hang a right.
Okay.
And that'll bring you back in, because you can't even cut by Fellowship Baptist Church,
right?
Because that's right at the heart at the end where it's on 64.
Okay.
And the backup, I sat in it for a little while yesterday morning and again yesterday afternoon. They're to the point where they're paving. So again, as Brother Eddie said, they can't, you know, if they're paving, there's not a lot they can do. It's not that they're just holding you up for no reason.
Right.
So
there is a crash down on 25 on the connector as you get off of 26 and you're headed toward Traveler's Rest, like you're headed down towards Zirconia, right in that section between 26 and the exit to get off there at 176, which is Spartanburg Highway. There is a crash, not holding up traffic, but there is a crash icon up there. So watch out for that if you're traveling that way. Everything else looking good.
That's good. That's good. Well, on Swap Shop items for today, we'll get into those, but let me give you the phone number. You still have time to call in something. 828-884-9427. And I'll start off with Sunshine Crafters Craft Fair. It's going to be held on November 6th from 9 to 3. That's going to be a Saturday or two ahead here. And this is going to be at Skyline First Baptist Church at 2115 Hendersonville Road in Arden. They say everybody's welcome to come out and enjoy. They'll have a lot of great things there.
All right. Here's a Heath guitar amp, approximately 30 years old. It has two 10-inch speakers in it. Also, they have four 1964 Ford Galaxy wheel covers and a top boot for a 1964-65 Mustang convertible. 255-9033-828-255-9033.
An antique 1940s style bedroom set with chest, makeup table with mirror and armoire, $250. Now, it does need refinishing. They also have a queen bedroom set that's seven pieces, needs some touch-up work, $250. And then they have a wardrobe for $75, and it needs some touch-up work as well. Please call and leave a message if there's no answer. 692-0172, 692-0172.
Here's a job opportunity. James & James Environmental is seeking a full-time office person. Their accounting experience is a plus. The schedule's Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5, and insurance will be available after 90 days on the job. You can call or message Juanita James at 828-674-8171. 828-674-8171.
An indoor yard sale coming up at the Balsam Grove Community Center this Saturday. They'll be there from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Items include puzzles, picture frames, kitchen equipment, all half price, and breakfast is available at 8 a.m. Again, that's going to be this Saturday from 8 to noon at the Balsam Grove Community Center.
Here's 20-plus unfinished new oak cabinets. They are wall and base cabinets. Call for exact sizing and make him a reasonable offer. 877-3099, 877-3099.
Here is a dining room table for sale. Comes with four chairs. It's very nice. $200. 577-9152. 577-9152.
Here's for sale a 38 Special by Smith & Wesson. It has a reloader and comes with 81 rounds, two holsters, one for wearing inside or outside the waistband. 577-5663, 577-5663.
And the Sunrise Baptist Church in Asheville invites you to their annual yard sale. They split it up into two Saturdays. It will be this Saturday, October 23rd, then the following Saturday, October 30th, from 8 to 5 each day. Furniture, household items, clothes, a piano, and a lot of other miscellaneous items. Really just too much to mention. Again, that's at Sunrise Baptist Church, 419 Deverview Road in Asheville. If you need more information, call 253-2808, 253-2808.
And there will be a blood drive in the Fellowship Hall of the Anchor Baptist Church on November the 12th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. To register, you can go to redcrossblood.org or call 828-884-9427. And while walk-ins are welcome, an appointment will shorten your wait time. So for more information about how your donation can help, go to redcrossblood.org or call us 828-884-9427.
For sale, here's two cemetery plots in Pisgah Gardens of Memory. They're asking $1,200. 280-9809. 280-9809.
And wrapping up swap shop items for today, here's a Bowtech Guardian hunting bow for sale. Have the quiver, arrows, hard case, a wrist release. It's ready to hunt. $350 or best offer. 828-606-2594. 606-2594.
And on this 20th day of October, we'd like to say happy anniversary to Paul and Ann Diamond, celebrating 42 years of marriage
happy
today.
Happy anniversary.
God right. bless y'all. And then, of course, we honor the memory of Brother Roger Walton on this, which would have been his 51st spiritual birthday.
How about that?
Honor Amen. His memory today.
Yes, sir.
We're 36 days in counting until 36. Thanksgiving.
36 days.
Yeah.
My goodness.
And again, a week from this coming Monday, yep. November 1, we'll start our 2021 turkey shoot. It'll be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Well, we got a couple of minutes here. We'll head out today with the Calvary Calls Quartet, and I'll Live in Glory. Have a great afternoon.
Be
and
in
Lord
church.
Willing, yes, it's Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. Be in church.
Be in your place. And Lord willing, we'll see you here tomorrow.
That man's allotted days, and watch the fleeting changes of life's uneven ways. But if my Savior calls me to that sweet home on high, I'll live with Him forever in glory by and by. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing the story there on high, there with my dear Redeemer, no more to die. Oh yes, I'll live in glory by and by.
The end I know is nearing. By faith I look away to yonder home supernal, the land of endless day. I'll cling to Him forever and look beyond the sky and spend the endless ages in glory by and by.
Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing the story,
tell the story
there on high, there with my dear Redeemer, no more to die. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing the story there on high, there with my dear Redeemer, there no more to die. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by. I'll tell and sing tell the story there on high, there with my dear Redeemer, there no more to die. Oh, yes, I'll live in glory by and by.